Blog Talk Radio.
Rebirth for the King listeners. My name is Pastor Myra Harris, and we just bless you so much for coming on and wanting to join us week after week for one of our amazing broadcasts. For the remainder of this month, we're going to continue to play back some of our pre-recorded broadcasts that have blessed so many people so many times. And we hope and pray that you will join us at the first of the new year as we come back to bring you a brand new start for Rebirth for the King. And we hope and pray that you have a wonderful and amazing holiday and a wonderful, prosperous new year. God bless you now. See you in January. Enjoy the broadcast. God bless you.
So you're ready to start a family, and everyone's been giving you advice, but where to actually begin? At Kaiser Permanente, our teams of obstetricians, delivery nurses, lactation consultants, and pediatricians all work together for you and your baby, helping ensure you get the care you need from the doctors and caregivers you trust, standing by your family through every step of this wonderful journey. That's Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. God is good all of the time, and all of the time, God is good. Jesus is sovereign, awesome, and mighty. I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. Hallelujah. It ain't no harm, saints, in praising the name of Jesus. We welcome you, and thank you so much for tuning in and spending this spirit-filled evening with us once again, enjoying another wonderful broadcast of Rebirth for the King. Our program is aimed to change your life, redirect your heart, and cause you to have a deeper relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I will be your host this evening. My name is Pastor Myra Harris. I am the humble servant for Rebirth Tabernacles of Glory. We worship and praise the Lord at the Delta Community Center, located at 2501 Spring Hill Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Our program, Rebirth for the King, broadcasts every Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. to discuss topics in the spirit that will help you begin and or strengthen your relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Tonight, we're going to pick up where we left off, where we've been discussing rich, soul-searching topics such as intentional prayer, praying intentionally to change, praying to cleanse, praying to create, and praying to conquer. Last week, we examined prayer that creates, and we had an awesome time recognizing that God wants us to be born again, and we become new creatures in Christ. He can create and form and regenerate your life to become new because you have been washed in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. You can listen to last week's broadcast and all of our past programs on our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Rebirth for the King. One word. I'll say it again. www.blogtalkradio.com/Rebirth for the King. Tonight's focus is prayer that conquers. Let us begin to build a foundation as we always do by understanding what it means to conquer. Conquer means, by Webster's definition, means to take control of through the use of force. It means to define someone or something through the use of force, to defeat it, amen, and to gain control of a problem or difficulty, again, through great effort. The biblical definition tells us that it is to overcome difficulties or to surmount obstacles, to subdue whatever opposes, and to conquer, hallelujah, whatever is reluctant. I just am thankful to the Lord for these definitions, because each one of those definitions definitely lets us know that we can't be a conqueror without putting in the work. Hallelujah. Let me say that one more time. Each one of those definitions let us know that we cannot be a conqueror without putting in the work. You are the force behind the victory. Our foundation scripture tonight comes from the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 15. And it reads as this. 15. God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them in triumphing over them in him and in it, the cross. Amen. That again from the Amplified Version again. It is God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them in triumphing over them in him and in it, the cross. This scripture certainly illustrates for us that our God is more than a conqueror. He nailed our past sins to the cross. We already know that. But not only did he do that, but he also disarmed the principalities and powers, triumphing over them. We do not have to be puppets to the victims of Satan. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. We are not the puppets of Satan, hallelujah, or any evil spirits that are working within us or in the world. Nor do we have to achieve our own salvation. Or do we have to be intimidated by those who seek to impose their religious or rules or regulations upon us? Hallelujah. We can have prayers that conquer, prayers that overcome, and prayers that defeat. Hallelujah. Because it was already done. Hallelujah. We are already victorious, saints. You must, and that is Jesus Christ. He is most definitely able to overcome, hallelujah, surmount any obstacle and subdue any opposer. As our scripture demonstrates, God disarms the enemies that come up against us, and he will make sure that others witness what he does for you. He strips the enemies of any weapons, hallelujah, that he comes up against you with. Why? Because it says here that in Romans 8:31, and that's what makes that so meaningful, that if God is for us, hallelujah, who, hallelujah, has the power to be against us? It means that, what do you believe? Why do we sometimes feel so defeated in our daily life challenges if God, hallelujah, can disarm the enemy? I want to know if you feel that way sometimes in your prayer life. Defeated, hallelujah, as if you're not having any victory. You've been praying day and night, but you're not seeing any results. I need you to call in, amen, 914-205-5323, and press 1 if you want to have a conversation with the host. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me give you that number again. It is 914 to alert me that you want to share. We are so fortunate once again to have our apostle, amen, my overseer, amen, Apostle Hattie L. Field. Amen. She is the overseer and pastor of Horns Ablaze Ministries for Christ International in Vineland, New Jersey. God bless you, Apostle. And once again, thank you for joining us. You've been God sent through this amazing topic of prayer. Please share with us why we get so defeated in our prayer life. Apostle? Hallelujah. Apostle? I'm just going to bless God while we're waiting for her to get to the phone. Hallelujah. Definitely the answer for us to be able to be more than conquerors. If we were to take a look at the chapter of Colossians, amen, and go up to verse 5, Paul shares with us that once we receive Jesus, we must learn to walk and regulate our lives, conducting ourselves in union and conformity with Jesus. Well, you know what, saints? That's when the battle begins. Hallelujah. Jesus wants us to be with him, but the devil wants us to line up with his thinking and do the opposite of what the word says. He wants us to do unrighteous things, amen, and to walk in the darkness and the evil of life, conducting fair in our spirit. I know one thing. He can come disguised, amen, as the world, just to sway you away from the way of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And find yourself in a place where you cannot find peace. You know, but we must make sure that we are rooted and firmly, deeply planted in Jesus. So we're able to hold on to Jesus, hallelujah, in the word, in us, when we're tempted to pull away and be astray. Hallelujah. Let me just ask you how you're surviving the battle. Are you built up? Amen. Are you fixed and founded in Jesus? What keeps you from becoming increasingly more conformed in agreement and established in your faith? Who or what has your attention and takes you captive? Sometimes we become attracted to the vain intellectualism of the world, being caught up in the world's way. Then you have to become the salt. I want to know, how has it felt for you in this battle of having to align yourself and become regulated with Jesus Christ? I believe that I have Sister Monique on the line. Amen.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. I was just going back to what you said, the question that you asked about, have you ever felt defeated in your prayer life? And honestly, I can answer yes for that. And even kind of tying in with the question that you just even brought up about how sometimes, you know, we struggle with, you know, coming out, but yet we still have people in. And I can honestly kind of say that I feel like that's my struggle right now, being consistent and coming out. And the scripture tonight, when you said, if God be for you, and I think that that's the biggest thing is God really, am I putting God before me? And it kind of goes back to, you know, putting on that armor. And, you know, am I really doing that? And really asking the Lord to go before me? Because if so, then, you know, I won't be defeated. But it's, you know, truly struggling with really believing and really putting, asking the Lord to go before me in all the situations. And it's a struggle. There are times where, you know, I know that, okay, my prayer is going through, I see the result, but the ones where the Lord has me waiting patiently, it's like, Lord, I begin to feel defeated because it's like, I don't know if you're listening or why I'm in this for so long, but it does, sometimes it's hurtful because it's like, Lord, I'm praying and I think I'm praying the right way, but the times where I have to wait is my biggest struggle, and I feel defeated because it's like, okay, Lord, this is going to be longer than what I expect. But then it's me thinking on my own understanding and not asking the Lord to do it in his timing. So I just, amen. Like, that
amen.
Is a struggle
and that's
me.
That battle. That's when, you know, what Jesus is asking us in Colossians is that we must learn to walk, amen, and to regulate our lives according to the conformity of Jesus Christ, which is the conformity of the word. And one of the reoccurring themes that has been throughout this series has been being able to have faith. That part of the work is being able to walk in the faith that we believe in. In Hebrews 11:6, you know, and I'm sure you've heard Pastor say that so many times, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And that means diligent means don't come off of it. Amen. said, don't grow weary in your, hallelujah, well-doing. And that, in that righteous walk, you don't want to grow weary in it. Because any one of us who are part of this season of life, we know that things don't always come on our time, hallelujah, but it is certainly right on time for God. And we must go to him believing in our prayers. And John 5:14-15 tells us to pray in confidence. Amen. Knowing that he has heard you and that he is going to answer according to his will. So that is all a part of this process, being able to answer, get an answer, pray through, and because of your faith, because you believe that he did hear you. Amen. So one of the things that helps us to pray like Congress is to pray in faith, believing that God is able. Amen, Sister Monika?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to go back and ask Apostle. Amen. Are you there? Amen. I'm going to keep going. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony in regards to praying in faith, amen, and believing God and helping you to be able to line up with the things that he has asked us to do according to his word, I'd like to ask you to call in 914-205-5323 and press the number 1. Amen. Able to pray, knowing that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Let me just also say this, that part of this praying in faith is believing that God is. Amen. And knowing that he is able to do exactly what he said he would do. Apostle, are you there?
I'm locked out.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have certainly been looking and waiting for you. Hallelujah. But I know that you are on the other line. Amen.
I had to call
Probably
back.
Praying in faith.
Guidance that God gives us as he teaches us. We request from him, most importantly. Thank you, Pastor Meyer. We do greet all the saints. Amen. On to Blaze Tabernacle and to the honored host, Pastor Myra Harris. Amen. One of the things we have to remember, we ask the Lord in Psalm 27, Lord, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. God will do it, not force us, but he will do it as we yield to him. I was listening to the daughter a moment ago, and it's all about her yielding, and the rest are yielding to the Lord. His will and moving in it, anyone can be and achieve these things if they allow themselves, hallelujah, to be sincere with the Lord. If they allow themselves to understand what it is to be teachable through their leadership. If we allow ourselves to yield to his promises. This is what causes us to be able to say we are a watchful saint. We're mindful of what we do. His leading will bring us through, and we can be in one accord with his word. These are the things, and these are the reasonable things that we can bear witness with the very presence of the Spirit of the true and the living God. And in this manner, we will devise ourselves and bring ourselves into, according to Romans 12:2, that we will not be conformed to this world. You'd be surprised how easy it is to take a little leaven and allow it to set upon your heart or your spirit. But we have been transformed by the renewing of our mind. We have to allow the mind of Christ to dictate to us. We cannot get this avenue and the strength that we need if we don't move in a way to prove that is what that good and acceptable and mature will of God. And this is where we have to draw back to our own self and say, flesh, you have no authority. Self, mind, you have no authority. I will obey only the will of the Heavenly Father. Amen. He said, and I will put myself in the trust in the Lord. And all thine, with all thine heart, and lean not on my own understanding. And it will begin to bring things into a play. And that in all, how many of them? All of our ways, hallelujah, we will acknowledge him. All direct our path. So we thank in God for showing us through prayer. Prayer, whether we do it on our knees, whether we stand up, whether we lay down, but let our prayer come before you with a sincere heart. And he said, I will make a way. Psalms 25, thank God. Show me thy ways, O Lord, for thou art the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. And on thee, hallelujah, I do wait in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. And you're so right, Apostle. Amen. That, you know, I was right there with that 12, amen, Romans 12:1-2, that you do have to do the work.
to walk in the prayers that conquer, that we often find ourselves battling the change and the cleansing that is necessary for us to line up and be conformed. I believe that it was Paul who was crying out to the saints. He says, listen, hallelujah, that you need to make a decisive dedication of yourself. Amen. Let it sacrifice. You need to be holy, devoted, and consecrated to be well-pleasing to God, which is reasonable. He said that is just reasonable. And don't be conformed, amen, to the things of this world, but fashioned after and adapted to the superficial things. Don't get into that stuff, but be transformed, be changed, amen, and have an entire total renewal of your mind, amen. And I believe that we have another thing. Do you have a testimony in regards to the renewal, amen, that helps you be more than a conqueror in change? Is that Sister Nicole that I see on the line? Amen, Sister Nicole.
Amen, Pastor. This is good evening, Pastor. Good praises to you and to our apostle and our pastor. And this is Evangelist Zeta from Rebirth. I just come just to bless the Lord, because this understanding that prayer makes us more than a conqueror, I just come to understand this week the way things have been going, and knowing that if I wasn't grounded and really truly trusting God in my prayer, not leaning on my own understanding, but trusting him when situation has faced me the couple of times this week, that I said, Lord, Lord, what is going on here? But I have to understand that God is in charge of everything, and that he is truly my real God, and that when all seems lost, the Lord already working it out. He's already got my back, and he's already have resolved the situation that's going on. He proved that in an amazing way today, with people on the phone and dealing with insurance issues. So I just bless God, because he says in Psalms 27:14, he said, wait on him, be of good courage, and be not afraid. And you know, so I wait on him. And when I pray and don't worry about it, I trust him. So I kind of understand what is prayer. We're more than conquerors in Jesus Christ, because he's great in us. And greater as he is in us than anything that's going on around me. So I bless God for that. So this is such an awesome message tonight. I praise God. Amen.
Amen. And you know what? That's a blessing that you brought that up, Sister Ada, because it told us in Colossians 2:10 that we are complete in him, which is the Godhead of all principality and power. And it says that once we receive Jesus, we are complete, having full spiritual stature and authority. That means that we have rule, amen, over every spiritual principality and power. So you can call God's will over your life into existence, amen, just like 2 Corinthians 2:14. It says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph, always causing us to triumph in Christ Jesus, amen, making manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. We can't conquer anything in our lives without Jesus. We must remember who we are in Christ, amen, and pray boldly. We are not powerless. We are powerful in Christ Jesus. We are not hopeless, but we are hope-filled because Jesus is the hope of glory. We are not confused, but we're filled with the knowledge of God, because the Holy Spirit, who rests, rules, and abides in us, knows all things. Amen. If this is the Joyce on the line who has a comment from New Jersey, amen. Is that you, Sister Joyce?
Good evening, Grace, Peace, Apostle, and Pastor Harris. I'm here, and I'm just listening to everything. And as you both know, my husband transitioned 3 years ago to be with his father, and I've been down so many roads. And one thing I've learned, I'm an anxious person. I want it to happen yesterday. But I've learned through the Word of God and through Pastor Harris that when I become fearful, it's the enemy picking at me. I have no fear. I have no anxiety. So what I've learned, because I am anxious and I'm impatient, when no spirit arises in me, I simply go back to his word and say, be anxious for nothing, fear not. And it helps me to move on. It helps me to move on. I have been attacked. My last battle was being attacked in my finances. Okay, I get afraid because, oh boy, I'm going to get an eviction notice. I'm going to get this. And then I go back to the word of God. He said, fear not. So I tell the enemy, because he's always playing tricks. He's always playing tricks. I tell him, get out of here. If it don't get paid this week, it's going to get paid. I have to force myself back into the Word when he picks at me, because he's a great picker. And I just praise God for Apostle, for Pastor Harris, and for the Word that my rabbi, Pastor Harris, teaches me, because every time he starts picking at me and I say, oh, God ain't listening to me, where is he? Instantly my spirit says, fear not. Don't be anxious.
Amen.
And go somewhere and sit down and wait on the Lord. His time is not your time. And I just bless God for you all. I thank God for you all. And I pray this ministry will go on and on and on into infinity.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Joyce. Amen. If there's another testimony tonight, that's a wonderful testimony. Please feel free to call in and help us with the discussion of praying to conquer and overcome. 914-205-5323 and press the number 1 if you want to contribute. Amen, Apostle. You know what? This is an interesting discussion that we're having, because one of the things that we also have to realize is that we can't pray without hesitation, because we need to make sure that we regard the iniquity in our own heart. Amen. Apostle?
Biggest thing about praying, Pastor, thank you again, is knowing that I'm praying to a true and a living God. Amen, that is very concerned about us. He has already given us victories. He has already graced us, amen. He has already caused us to be triumphant. Our success is built upon the Word of God. Whether we stand praying, whether it's 3 times a day, it doesn't matter, late at night, hallelujah, but making up a mind to pray without ceasing, amen. We need to talk to Jesus like we like to talk on the phone. Is that all right? We need to talk to him, a continuation, continual flow, knowing that he is willing and able to do what we ask him to do. Pray with boldness and enjoy prayer with the Spirit of God, my God, because he's listening to your prayer. Sometimes you got a quiet little prayer. You'll call it a little secret prayer. Sometimes we got a prayer and it's a silent prayer. We're weeping before the Lord, but we're still coming boldly to the throne of grace to receive that grace to help in the time of need. And in the time we even get, when we get to the apex, we can pray with a loud voice and knowing that God is already.
Hallelujah.
I cry because I spent time with him. I chose not to walk in my own way, not to be defeated, but to walk as a conqueror, more than a conqueror. Having the mind to celebrate because I stopped to pray. Don't get up from prayer saying, I just finished praying. That's an attitude. But if you get up from there, hallelujah, I've got the victory over the enemy. And I'm celebrating the time of my prayer before the Lord. I didn't pray as long as that person or the other, but I knew men are always to pray and not to faint. Celebrate, expressing the joy for the success, the triumphant song. Get up or not. But God is listening to your prayer. Somebody will want to hear, hallelujah, the results and know it, because victory is already yours. Hallelujah. He's brought you out. He's cleansed you. He's changed you. He's charged you to do a thing of faith, a move of faith. He's created in you a clean heart, all because you stopped and prayed a prayer of salvation, a prayer of repentance. And so we can get up and go all over again. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So true, Apostle, because in Psalm 66 and 18, it said, if I regard the iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. I'm not going to get shut out of the prayer line. I need to be cleansed. Amen. So I just thank God that he changed us by the circumcision, cutting away our fleshly desires in the spirit. The more that we're in the Word of God, it will cut away our carnal desires. He cleanses us, and we bury our sins through the baptism of our change. And we are resurrected, totally recreated for Jesus. He raises us up in a new life. And we are now able to walk and pray more than a conqueror. There's an affirmation of confidence in the forgiveness of God through Christ on the cross, that Christ Jesus sets us free from the law of sin and death. Amen. And he who did not spare his own son, hallelujah, gave him up for us. He forgives us, he justifies us, and makes us as though we were without sin. Christ's work on the cross forgave me and set me free to be victorious against the wiles of Satan. So, Saint, Tonight, I want you to pray believing that your life has already remembering your old self. But pray knowing that you have been redeemed. Hallelujah. That the Lord hears you and he will answer you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so tonight.
Say so.
I just am so thankful. It just
seems like 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
Amen.
And the very God of peace, I know time is running, the very God of peace will sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're redeeming the time. Lord, here I am. I thank you for hearing us during this time and during the time together for the last month. Amen. Let it be known that transition has came. Amen.
Seems like we just got started things. Thank you, Apostle, so much for that ending statement. And I invite you back next Friday at 7:30 as we explore our new topic, walking in redemption, claiming resurrection while being transformed. Again, I thank Apostle for joining us. And as we pray that your weekend will be filled with the Holy Spirit, guiding and directing your path to provoke you in powerful prayer. Prayer that creates a change because we have been cleansed, which will make us more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Jesus will take control and defeat the enemy in your life. I want to thank our visitors and our listeners, each and every one of you who listened during the time, as well as those who went back and listened in the archives. And I just want you to remember to pray in faith, for change is God to come. This weekend, our Sunday service will be at a different location at Victory Ridge Retreat Center, 2800 Westchester Road in Ellicott City. Hallelujah. Come with us as we give thanks at our 10 o'clock service, 2 p.m. feast, and our 4:30 revival service. The Lord promises you that we will have an amazing time in him because we at Reedsburg believe that it ain't no harm. Amen. Ain't no harm. Ain't no harm. And praise in God's name. God bless you, saints. Until next week.
Hey, no.